Time for part two with Tom from Hillside Party Store in Munising, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your snow conditions then. I feel pretty confident, like, Munising Bay ice conditions are good, inland lakes are good. Well, is there any slush to worry about?
No, not really. I mean, it's set up pretty well right now.
Okay. What about the snowmobile trails?
The trails the last week, you know, we got that pretty consistent pounding of lake effect snow, and the trails set up phenomenally well. The grooming caught up with it. You know, they were pretty light on snow the first several weeks, so trails have been in fantastic condition. I'll tell you, by late Saturday, late Sunday, I don't care how much snow we get, they're going to be worn, because there's a lot of people in town putting a lot of miles on them.
Really? So you think, yep, you're getting, I guess I would say that you had some pent-up travelers that really didn't make it in December. Obviously, the snow wasn't there. So
sure.
Do you think you're getting more traffic this late in the season because of that?
I do, but I think it's also, there's several factors, not the least of which would be the lower fuel costs. You know, certainly bringing up a lot of guys that I don't think would come up to ride for a week, but, you know, they're able to spread their money across their lodging, their food, meals, and their fuel.
Yeah, and have you heard anything about the snow conditions, you know, down in the Gaylor-Grayling area?
No, but I've watched it pretty closely. When the storms hit us, it seems rather consistent that they're also getting their lake effect down there on the eastern shore of Lake Michigan. So got some friends, my Sled Solutions guys downstate that ride pretty hardcore down there, and they're posting some pretty reasonable photos comparable, okay, to what we're seeing here in some of our powder condition. Good to see they're getting snow down there.
That's not contributing, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No, not really. I think, you know, there's always a draw to come up here and make a trip out of it. And It's been evidenced by the hotels have been really busy, and, you know, we've got our rental up above the store that's been staying pretty busy. So
nice. Well, how about Valley Spur and any of the ice climbing?
The ice climbing was absolutely phenomenal. Last head count I heard was over 700 people. So what does that put them? 80% growth.
Wow.
Over last year. Ice conditions were incredibly reasonable. You know, there was a lot of good dynamic ice to climb. We actually took our forward control on tracks and ran climbers down to Miners Beach on Saturday.
Hmm.
So tried to help the group to get into some fun new formations to climb on. It was a great festival, and it's a testament to Downwind Sports and Bill Thompson and all the businesses that support it.
Nice. What about Valley Spur?
Valley Spur's cranking right along, man. They've got their new groomer, and they're keeping the trails in amazing condition. So I love that we've got that trail system right here so close to town.
It's turning into a world-class ski trail, that's for sure.
Yeah, the volunteerism's been on point for many years back-to-back-to-back now, and they're bearing the fruits of that labor. There's no question.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your time today, and we'll try to catch up with you again next week, get the report from Alger County, Munising Bay.
Yeah, maybe I'll be in Menards shopping for things I don't need.
Sounds good. That's nice. Catch when we later. Can catch you in the studio, yeah. You take care.
Yeah. Cool, bye.
This is The Outdoor Show.